Hi, it's Charlie Connolly here. I write every week in the New European on books and literature and great European lives. If you'd like to enjoy more from the New European, you can join us by subscribing at theneweuropean.co.uk/subscribe. That's theneweuropean.co.uk/subscribe. Great European Lives from the New European. George Gaines, 3rd of May 1917 to the 15th of February 2016. Celebrity came late to George Gaines, arguably best known for his role as the amiable simpleton, Commandant Eric Lassard, in the seven Police Academy films beginning in 1984. He had 2 years earlier appeared in the worldwide hit Tootsie as faded soap actor John Van Horn, who falls for and pursues Dustin Hoffman's character, a struggling actor who only starts winning roles when he attends auditions as Dorothy. While Hoffman won most of the plaudits, and Jessica Lange won an Oscar for Best Supporting Actress, The New Yorker's legendary film critic Pauline Kael singled out Gaines's performance as a small-screen comic triumph. Once you've laughed at him, even the sight of him triggers more laughs. Van Horn's ardent pursuit of Dorothy can sometimes make uncomfortable viewing today, not least when in one scene he all but forces his way into her apartment. But in Commandant Lassard, Gaines created a reliably calm and likeable comic turn, an anchoring presence in seven films that started out noisy and brash and became less subtle and nuanced from there. Gaines was 65 when Tootsie was released, a long-established character actor with a respectable screen CV, listing the likes of Bonanza, Columbo, Hawaii Five-O, Cheers and General Hospital. He was one of those faces you knew but couldn't name, until in the space of 2 years and two roles, George Gaines became a bona fide film star. Even then, stardom had its drawbacks. Gaines was rejected for a role in The Never-Ending Story because he'd become too well-known. "You break your rear for years to be recognised," he chuckled, "and then you're rejected for being too recognisable." His late thrust into the limelight was actually the least interesting thing about George Gaines. He'd lived through some of Europe's stormiest times, at the heart of the continent's 20th century, before launching a career that took in film, television, the Broadway stage, and classical opera. He was born George Yongayants in Helsinki, then part of the Russian Empire, a few weeks before the Russian Revolution, the son of Gerrit Yongayants, a businessman from the Netherlands, and the remarkable Aya Grigorievna de Gay, a Russian socialite, model and artist. "My parents divorced soon after I was born," said Gaines, "and I went with my mother to Paris. Then she married an Englishman, and I was raised by governesses for 8 years. Then they divorced, my mother moved to Switzerland, and I was a Swiss boy for the next 8 years." Having moved to Paris with her baby son to escape the fallout from the revolution, Aya became a leading light in Parisian society. 6 feet tall and descended from Russian nobility, her striking appearance and aristocratic bearing made her a favourite of artists and photographers, like Man Ray, Cecil Beaton, Balthus and Paul Tanqueray. She modelled for the major fashion houses, appeared in Vogue and Harper's Bazaar, became a close confidant of both Coco Chanel and Jean Cocteau, and prompted an awestruck Lady Diana Cooper to describe her as being from another world. Aya broke many hearts in Paris, but in 1923, when George was 6 years old, she married an Englishman, Baron Sir Robert Abdy, whom she'd met while modelling for the fashion house Kyocera. The family moved to England, but the marriage barely lasted 5 years, at which Aya and George left England for Geneva. Although he grew up in his charismatic mother's shadow, it was almost inevitable that George would become a performer of some kind. It was practically in his genes. His grandfather had been a travelling player in Imperial Russia, who, according to one biographer, was known from one end of the country to the other. One night he was Boris Godunov, the next Ivan the Terrible, and he travelled in caravans with parrots and leopards and cheetahs and tigers. George's great-grandfather, Nikolai, was a popular painter and a close friend of Tolstoy, while his uncle, Gregory Gay, became a noted screen actor who appeared in everything from Casablanca to Lassie. In Switzerland, George came under the influence of Fyodor Chaliapin, a friend of Ayers who was one of the leading operatic basses of the day. Noting George's own resonant singing voice, Chaliapin introduced him to the opera world. Under Chaliapin's instruction, George showed enough promise to win a place at a conservatoire in Milan. Shortly before he was due to graduate, the Second World War intervened. He was in France at the time of the Nazi invasion, and immediately made his way to Spain, planning to head back north by sea and join up with resistance fighters in his father's homeland of the Netherlands. I fled to Spain on foot through the Pyrenees, but the Spanish put me in jail and then sent me back to France, he said. I got back in via the same route, and this time managed to stay in Spain. From there he made it to Portugal and boarded a boat to England, eventually making his way to London. There I enlisted in what was left of the Dutch Navy, and was assigned to a British destroyer, he recalled. Because of my knowledge of French, German and English, I was made a sort of intelligence officer on board. The Germans talked freely to each other between their planes, ships and submarines, and it was my job to keep the British informed of what they were talking about. He saw action in the Allied invasion of Sicily, the Battle of Anzio, and the Adriatic Campaign, then served a year after the end of the war with occupation forces at Emden in Germany, a place he described as hell on earth. A shipbuilding town on the Waddensee, Emden had been reduced to rubble in 1944, in bombing raids launched in retaliation for the near destruction of Coventry. Gaines found himself in a shattered landscape, among a population still completely traumatised. After his discharge, he spent a year running an opera house in Alsace, before an invitation arrived via an old contact to join the New York City Opera. After war-torn Europe, Gaines flourished in the more carefree atmosphere of Manhattan, starring in leading bass roles, such as Leporello in Don Giovanni and Figaro in The Marriage of Figaro. For all his success, Gaines felt unfulfilled on the opera stage. "Opera palls after a few years," he said. "The sets and costumes are tacky, the productions are not well directed, and the acting is rarely good enough." His response was to take on singing roles of a different kind. "I took a role on Broadway in Giancarlo Menotti's The Consul, which led to other Broadway engagements, meaning for several years I was the only performer switching between opera and Broadway musicals. In 1950, Cole Porter came calling, another friend of his mother's. He cast George in the comic musical Out of This World, but it was his performance as Bob Baker, the editor of a short story magazine, in the Leonard Bernstein-scored Wonderful Town that really established his stage credentials. It was then that he dropped the name Jongejans in favour of Gaines, a nod to his maternal heritage. Success on the stage led to screen roles, beginning tentatively in 1955 as a dancing master in an episode of NBC Television Opera Theatre, but culminating with Tootsie and the Police Academy franchise, for which he is best remembered. If there is one moment where all the aspects of his varied career came together, it's a scene in Tootsie where John Van Horn has followed Dorothy home, only for her to shake him off and leave him on the street. Busying herself inside her apartment, she hears singing coming from outside. Rushing to the window, she looks down at the rainy street to see George Gaines, in cravat and sports jacket, looking up at her. Hands together, belting out I'll Know from the musical Guys and Dolls in a rich, resonant bass. Dogs start barking. Lights flick on in the building. A baby starts crying. But even in the context of a buffoonish Romeo in a cross-dressing comedy, this voice has echoes of the Broadway stage and the opera houses of the US, echoing right back to shattered skylines of the ruined continent that made George Gaines. Great European Lives is brought to you by The New European. It's written and presented by Charlie Connolly, and the series producer is Steve Anglesey.